Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing? About how you can reply to emails and write documents better in English. Are you confused about replying to emails and writing documents in English? Fahad couldn't write replies well to emails in English because he didn't want to make a lot of spelling errors. He tried to improve how he could write documents and emails better in English, but made little progress. Many Middle Eastern founders with weak English skills are just like Fahad. You sign up for 2 to 5 business English writing courses, but you still find it hard to reply to emails and documents in English. You are afraid to make spelling errors, so you don't reply to emails and documents in English. You don't want your clients, your foreign clients, partners, and investors to see you as a local business owner who has weak English skills. So tell me, how can you develop strong English writing skills for your business when you don't write in English? If you are a Middle Eastern founder and can't write well and reply to emails and documents in English, I need you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to write better in English. Not only that, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this business English podcast. Thank you. Let's move on. Muhammad struggled to write emails and documents well in English. He signed up for more than 2 business English writing courses, but he struggled. Muhammad struggled to reply to emails and write documents in English because he couldn't write what he had in mind in English. He wanted to improve how he could reply to emails and write documents in English without using translators and getting confused. Muhammad sent me a message on WhatsApp to develop strong English skills to grow his business outside of his country. He signed up for the one-on-one VIP English program for Middle Eastern founders like you for 8 months. He then just prayed and wished to grow his business internationally with strong English skills within 8 months. He took action every day. He didn't give up after 5 years of struggling with weak English that made him lose deals. He took time out of his busy schedule as a business owner like you and did 95% of his daily assignments. He joined every one-on-one live English class with me, ready to learn and develop the strong English his business needed. He uses English skills for his business every day. It wasn't easy for him, but he did almost everything I told him. Can you guess what happened within 6 months? Muhammad started connecting with more foreign partners from different countries with strong English skills just like he wanted. He was no longer afraid to talk in English during meetings and events. He began writing speeches, emails, and documents in English without the need for translators. Ready to develop strong English skills for your business? These are the 2 ways Middle Eastern founders like you can benefit. The first one is develop strong English skills within 8 months to grow your business outside of your country. Join the one-on-one VIP English coaching program for VIP Middle Eastern founders like you. Investment starts from $4,057 per month to $12,170 per month for 8 months. And the second one is to make your clients, your partners, and investors see you as an international business owner with the help of error-free business documents in English. Premium English proofreading edition by writing and reviewing of your top secret documents in English. The first list starts at $2,500 per month for 10 pages. of your top secret documents every month, and you will get trained for our delivery. In case you want more information, kindly get to www.finlilycoach.com/link to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. Also, in case you didn't get that, check the description of this business English podcast. It will say www.finlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. 99% of meetings and founders with weak English skills need this. You need to know how to reply to emails and write documents in English, even if you have weak English. When you avoid writing in English, you can't improve your weak English writing skills. You can try to learn English once a week and wish to develop the strong English writing skills your business needs. Do you know that you can easily improve how you reply to emails and write documents in English? I need you to follow those four simple steps. The first one is use simple English words to reply to emails or write documents in English. The second one is keep your sentences short when you write. The longer your sentences, the more you can make grammar errors and spelling mistakes. Remember to add full stops, commas, and question marks where needed. Yes. And the last one is keep your paragraph short so that anyone can read and understand your emails and documents faster. When you follow these four steps, you can improve your English writing skills for your business. And you need to use those steps more than 3 times a week to improve your weak English writing skills faster. Think of how great it will be for you when you develop strong English skills to help your business grow worldwide. In case you need my help, kindly go to www.friendlilycoach.com/link to send your message directly in WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. Kindly check the description of this Business English podcast anywhere listed to me, maybe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, anywhere. Tap on it on the description of this Business English podcast, and you will say www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Tired of struggling to develop strong English writing skills for your business? I'm not struggling to develop strong English writing skills that would help us business grow. It was always confused about how to reply to emails and write documents in English. Many meetings and founders struggling with weak English writing skills are just like a nerd. You avoid replying to emails and writing documents in English because you are confused about how to reply and write in English. You are scared that you will make grammar and spelling errors. You don't want your clients, your partners, and investors to see you as a business owner who can't write in English. Due to all this, you have been struggling with weak English writing skills that are not helping your business grow. How long do you want to struggle with weak English writing skills that are not helping your business grow? If you're a medicine founder and you're ready to take action to improve how you write in English, you need to wait until the end of this podcast so that you can get the remaining tips that I will give you that can help you improve your English writing skills for your business. 7 fast ways meetings and founders can develop strong business English. You have been using your English skills for your business, but they are making you lose more international deals. You think that you are not good enough to grow your business worldwide because of your weak English skills. You take action every week to develop strong English skills for your business, but your English skills are still weak. You are not the only medicinal founder who is struggling with working less skills that are affecting their businesses. Are you ready to take action to develop strong English skills to help your business grow outside your country? I have something for you. If you want to take action to develop strong English for your business, get 7 fast ways to develop strong English skills for your business. You will learn how you can speak English confidently during meetings. You will learn how you can reply to and write business emails and documents in English. You will learn how you can read documents better in English without relying on translators. You will learn how you can listen to and understand your clients, partners, and investors' words in English. You will get tips that are useful behind the clients. Kindly go to www.femlearningcoach.com/link. Are you there? In case you don't know the spelling, it's fine. Check the description of this business English podcast. Have you checked the description? Alright. Then can you say www.friendlilycoach.com/link? www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Can you see that? Good. Tap on it. Once you tap on it, you will see 17 fast ways to improve your business English skills. In case you don't see that, it's fine. Once you tap on the link, you will say free business English tips. Tap on that. Once you tap on that, write and put in your full name and your best email address. The email address you open almost every day. Put it there. All right. Let's continue. Are you taking action to develop strong English for your business? You can use your business English skills for your business once a week, and you opt to develop strong English skills that can help your business make more money. Osman wished to develop strong English skills that could help his business grow, but he hardly used his English skills for his business. He didn't speak to his clients in English, he didn't write or reply to emails or documents in English. He used translators to read because he thought English was too hard to read. However, his weak English skills started afresh in his business when he wanted to expand it outside of his country. Osman sent me a message and we worked together for 8 months to help him develop strong English skills for a business. He took action every day to build strong English skills that could help his business grow. He showed up for one-on-one live classes to learn how to improve his weak English skills. He did the daily assignments to use his English skills for his business. He showed up almost every day for 5-minute video feedback on his daily assignments to help him improve faster. Was it easy for him? No. However, we all create time for important things. He took time out of his busy schedule and took daily action for 8 months, and he got what he wanted. He developed strong English skills that help his business grow internationally, that helped him get more international business deals and partnerships, just like he prayed and took action to achieve them. Tired of losing deals because of your weak English skills, tired of being ashamed of your weak English skills, I have something for you if you are ready to take action. There's 32 ways ladies and founders like you can benefit. The first one is develop strong English skills within 8 months to grow your business outside of your country. Join the 101 VIP English coaching program for VIP medicine founders like you. Investments start from $4,057 per month to $12,170 per month. And the second one is make your clients, partners, and investors see you as an international business owner with the help of error-free documents in English, premium English proofreading, editing, rewriting, and reviewing of your top secret documents in English. The investments start at $2,500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month. 24-hour delivery. In case you want to know more information, kindly go to www.finlandycoach.com/link. I'll check the description of this Business English podcast anywhere you listen to me. Tap on the description so that you can see the description. And in that description, you will say www.friendlycoach.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. All right, the first tip that I have here for you is this. Write polite words just like when you talk to your clients, partners, or investors during meetings. Tell them clearly what you want and need from them right at the beginning of your business documents or emails. That's the second one. And the third one is use headings, bullet points, or numbered list to arrange your written documents or emails for easy reading. And the last one is look over your written documents and emails well to make sure there are no grammar errors, punctuation errors, or any other mistakes before you send them. Thanks for joining me up to this point, up to this moment. Alright then, thank you. A big thank you to every one of you. Please don't forget to buy me coffee or donate monthly. Go to www.finlandycoach.com/link and you will see buy me coffee. 10 minutes to buy me coffee. I appreciate your support. Thank you. However, I will love you and leave you. Take care. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
Whoa, this is an up support. Thank you. Alright. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hisan business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, error for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents? DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for media and business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help media and business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add dot com/link. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the URL friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me and see you next time. Bye.